Hello, everybody. It's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life Podcast, episode 76. Also, happy St. Patrick's Day for those of you that celebrate. Make sure that you're wearing green. I did wear some green today, but I'm not wearing any green right now. So, also, 1 year ago today, Taylor Swift opened the Eras Tour in Glendale, Arizona. Can you believe Taylor Swift has been touring for a year? I know. Also, some really exciting news happened on Thursday night. Disney Plus released the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, and I watched it on Friday night, and it was so beautiful. I love the Eras Tour so much. It is just, it makes me emotional because I, as you all know, if you're a listener, if you're a follower of me, you know how much I love Taylor. And, you know, I love her because her lyrics get me through some of the hardest times in my life. Her music helps me through some of the hardest times in my life. And, you know, when people decide that they don't like her and they start listing the reasons why they don't like her, I'm like, those do not seem like valid points. And also, I want to say that you cannot believe or read everything you hear on the internet about Taylor, especially Facebook, because Facebook is so unreliable. That's the worst place you can get your information about Taylor. If you want any information about what's going on in her life, send me a text. Like, come on. Are you serious? Like, Facebook is the most unreliable source. All they post is trash and gossip. And then if you believe that stuff, you're just as gullible as any boomer out there. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Eras Tour. Because happy 1 year for those of you that went to the Eras Tour. I did. Of course, you guys know my entire Ticketmaster debacle. I made so many YouTube videos about it. Honestly, like, it still, like, even to this day, blows my everlasting mind that Taylor Swift made sure I got tickets. Like, that, and I did not plan. None of it was planned. I was not expecting any of those second chance, like, emails. I personally had never been a part of that stuff. Like, I'm never, ever picked for, like, special treatment stuff. You know, I became a Swiftie. Like, my older brother, he gave me a burned CD when you used to make burned CDs of all Taylor Swift songs, and they're all from her debut album, her self-titled album, which is Taylor Swift. And he gave it to me for Christmas, and I was 10 years old. It was back in 2006. And I looked at this little burned CD. I went into my room, and I put it in my little stereo system. You know, back then we all had stereo systems in our rooms. This was before we had streaming or any of it, phones. And I put this little CD in, and it started to play. And I have kept that little burned CD since I was 10. And I'm 28 now. And I just want to say, like, that little burned CD changed my life. Of course, when you're 10, you have no idea what you're saying. You have never been heartbroken. You're 10. You haven't even fallen in love. But I remember standing on my little white desk chair, just doing all the hair flips, all the hand motions, every little thing you could possibly imagine. I was doing it and singing all these lyrics. You know, back then, we didn't have phones to film, so I have no video proof of me singing these songs. I just have the memory because I chose to remember it. It was a core memory of my Swiftie upbringing. And I didn't see Taylor Swift in concert until the Speak Now era when I was 14 or 15. And getting to see Taylor for the Speak Now World Tour in 2011 was life-changing because Speak Now was the era that I was a full-fledged Swiftie. That was when she was sponsored by, like, CoverGirl. and all that. And I just remember looking at her. Now, for the Speak Now tour, I was way up in the, like, 200 section. So she was a tiny, tiny little ant. I could barely see her, but I didn't care. I had the best time. Then I saw her for the Red Tour. I went to the Tampa show on, was it April 12th, I think? 2013. And then I saw her for the Orlando show April 20th, 2013. And then her first ever time I saw Taylor in a stadium was the 1989 World Tour. She had been playing like arenas. So for the Red Tour, she had the arenas. And then 1989 is when she got crazy huge, popular, because she went from country to pop. She made a whole like pop album. And when I saw Taylor for the 1989 World Tour, I saw her on October 31st, 2015 at Raymond James Stadium. Yes, I got to party with Taylor Swift on Halloween when she dressed up as Olaf. She brought out Idina Menzel and they played Let It Go, and I sang it like at the top of my lungs. And then I saw her a few years later for the Reputation Stadium Tour in that same stadium. And I love Reputation Stadium Tour. It was such a great time. Then obviously no one saw her for about 5-6 years until the Eras Tour. So, like, it's just a full circle of how much I've seen Taylor. I've been to every tour except her first tour, which was Fearless. So, I think I was too young for that tour. Or maybe I just didn't know. I don't know. But anyway, for the Eras Tour, I went to night two, which was April 14th, 2023. And it was such an amazing show. Like, I got so emotional when, like, Taylor does her intro. Like, when she says, it's been a long time coming. And then she goes through all of her tour intros. And it just, I almost cried. I didn't, though. But I got so, like, teared up. I teared up. Because I've heard all these tour intros, like, my name is Taylor, and I was born in 1989. Like, it just sent chills. Like, I had literal chills everywhere. And Taylor is an incredible performer. She owns that stage. She has the entire stadium in the palm of her hand. She is a damn queen when she's on that stage. She kills it every time. Now, today, I had a challenge. So, if you look up the Eras Tour set list, it's on Apple Music. And I tried to get through the Eras Tour set. I barely got through the Speak Now era. I was about to start the Red era to sing 22. And I was overly dead. I was like, are you fucking kidding? How does Taylor Swift do it? How does she get through a 3.5 hour show with this kind of stamina? I mean, she probably works out, but like, oh my god, I was so tired. I was like, geez, I envy her. I mean, obviously she works out and she has more stamina than I do. But she's a queen. Say what you want about her. But if you haven't seen the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, watch it on Disney Plus. It's so beautiful and magical. It brings me back to Tampa when I saw her. And like, it mind boggles me that I got those second chance emails. Like, I still look back at that and I'm like, did that even happen? Like, a literal month went by and I had just come to terms, like, okay, I'm not going to the Eras Tour. I'm not going. And Taylor Swift was like, bitch, yes, you are. And all, like, that my friends, all my other Swiftie friends that had been fans of her for about as long as me, all got emails too. And I'm like, did we get like special treatment? Because I know not everybody got these emails from Ticketmaster being like, you have a second chance to buy tickets, put in a request. It was like crazy to me how we all just got picked. And I just felt so special. It was like Taylor wanted me to be there. And she just puts on an amazing show. So if you ever have an opportunity to see Taylor for the Eras Tour, please do it. I know she's coming back to the U.S. this year. She's coming back to Florida in October, I believe. She's coming to Miami, which is about 3 hours away from me. It's a little far. I don't know. I really, like, I've gotten bit by the Eras Tour bug. Like, I really want to go again because I want to scream the bridge to Cruel Summer again. And All Too Well, like, ugh, I miss her so much. Like, I can't believe it's been a year today since the Eras Tour started. Night one, Glendale, Arizona, when none of us knew the set list, the costumes, nothing. It's like the entire show was a one big surprise song. We had no idea. And everybody who went to the opening night, I want to go to the opening night one day. Like, maybe like Taylor's like future tours. I want to sit in the audience and know nothing. Because sometimes, like, when you know, like, the set list or you know what costume she's going to be wearing, it kind of, like, ruins the fun because you're like, oh, I already know what she's going to wear. I would really love to go to a Taylor show and know absolutely nothing. Know nothing about the set list, what she's wearing, anything. I would want to do that. So I'm definitely going to put that on my list of, like, things I want to do, you know. I'm very excited for Tortured Poets. It comes out in a little less than a month. Oh my God, it's going to kill us all. I know it. She said that she needed to make this album. It was songwriting that, you know, an album she needed to make. So I'm like, oh my God, we're all going to die, aren't we? I guess. You know what's really interesting is that on my TikTok, a lot of these fake people that pretend to be BTS members follow me. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not going to follow you back. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry. I know the real BTS members are in Korea. They're serving their country right now. They don't have time to be on freaking TikTok. Like, are you kidding? No. Also, this TikTok ban has been wild because I'm a small business owner. Okay, I may be new to the small business world, and I don't have hundreds of orders coming in every second of every day, but I work very hard on my shirts and the screen prints that I order and my heat press and, like, all the packing supplies, like my plastic bags that I pack all the shirts in, my shirt size stickers, like, and my packing, my poly mailers, like, and the little bins that I store my shirts in, like, it's a lot of money to be a small business owner. And I use TikTok mostly to advertise what's going on in my store. Like, I'll film like a ASMR walk through the office and show you, like, what shirts I still have in stock. And then sometimes I film a video and talk about what I'm going to release. And I did a poll on TikTok. I took a picture of this cross scatter rhinestone shirt that I pressed a couple weekends ago. And so many people were like, yes, release it, yes. And I was so happy to hear that because I didn't want to offend anybody. Because I know, like, the cross is, like, religious. And I mean, I am a Christian, but, like, I'm not trying to shove anything down anyone's throats. I just, even if you're not religious, that cross scatter rhinestone is so damn pretty. It is stunning. Like, oh my God, it's beautiful. The rhinestone is crystal AB. Oh my God. When I say crystal AB, I mean, like, it's different colors. It's kind of like a rainbow. When the sun shines on it, it's like blues and purples. It's just gorgeous. It really is. But anyway, it's so crazy. Time just flew. I can't believe Taylor has been on tour for a year. And it's not over. Like, the Eras Tour is still going strong. And she kills it every single night. I wish I was, like, I'm very fortunate and very blessed that I was able to go once. And I also, if you are one of those people that likes to hate on others for going to multiple shows, mind your damn business. Like, go find something to do. Like, go sniff the grass. Like, are you serious? If somebody works their ass off and they've been saving money for 5+ years, people can spend their money the way they want to spend their money. That's why it's their money. It's not your money. It's their money. So don't get all butthurt just because Susie is gone to multiple Eras Tour shows. Maybe Susie has been planning and saving her money for multiple years. That's what you do. For a big event, if you really want to go all out and spend all your money, you save and you bulk say, I'm not going to spend anything. I'm going to save all my money. I'm not going to touch it for 4 or 5 years. And then when you want to do like a big trip and you want to go to multiple concerts, you have the cushion and you have the money to do it. Because you've spent and you spent time trying to save this money. Guess what? I wish I was fortunate enough to go to multiple shows, but I wasn't smart. I didn't save my money from, you know, 5, 6 years ago because I have like bills to pay for. If I was like a teenager and didn't have any responsibilities, yeah, I would be saving my money. But even if I'm not a teenager, you can still save your money, which I have to do because you just never know. Like, I've had many mental breakdowns about not having enough money in my account for my bills to be paid. It's so awful having to go through that. Like, I don't wish that on anyone, but it's real. You know, being an adult is not all sunshines, rainbows, and unicorns. It's tough. It's hard sometimes. Also, my job is getting a little bit better. The manager that I completely despised finally left, and he's going to another Publix, which is hilarious because he was kind of a rude person to me about my demotion. He didn't have any empathy for me. He didn't even say sorry. He got his karma. I believe wholeheartedly in karma. Oh, it comes back around to bite you in the ass. It really does. And it's such a satisfaction to me to watch someone who has been so freaking rude to you to get karma back to them. It's like, this is why you don't fuck with people. Because if you do bad to people, like if you're rude and mean and you're a hateful person, you're going to get it right back to you. So you got to be careful because I'm telling you, I've seen karma in real life. I've seen it happen, you know, especially with this manager. If you know, you know. He got it really good and it was just beautiful to watch. I mean, because he deserved to get what he got because he was fucking terrible to me. You don't do that. You don't treat nobody with disrespect. I don't care. Like, that's ridiculous, dude. Like, I just work here. But next week, I'm going to be working in another department for 2 days, which is produce. Very excited about that because sometimes you just need to get a break from the customer service department. There's some wacky people in there. The customers are crazy. Some of the employees, I'm just like, how did you get a job here? No, and plus I need the money. Produce pays more money, so that's going to be great for me. And if they truly, like, want me to transfer over there permanently, fuck yeah, I'm doing it, 100%. Like, I'm not going to say no to that. Anyway, it's been a really long weekend. I feel like as I've gotten older, the weekends just fly by. It's like it's Friday and now it's tomorrow's Monday. It's like, how did that happen? I hope everyone had a great weekend. If you were out for St. Patrick's Day, I hope you're safe and don't drive if you're drinking. I did not do any drinking because I don't care. I'm not a big drinker. No. Anyway, happy 1 year of Eras Tour, which is crazy. Time has really flown. Like I said, if you have the chance to see Taylor Swift in concert, do it. Please. It's so good. She's amazing. Especially like singing through her old songs, like her Fearless era, her Speak Now era, like Red, 1989. Like those were some peak eras. I'm so glad she put Long Live on the set list. Long Live was not played at my show because it was not on the set list yet. We just had it chanted. So I definitely want to hear Long Live again because I haven't heard it since Reputation when she mashed it up with New Year's Day. And the time before Reputation Tour, I didn't hear it on its own. I haven't heard it since it was on its own for Speak Now World Tour in 2011. So it's been a really long time since I've heard that song live. And for some reason, every time I hear Long Live, I get so emotional because I keep thinking to myself, this movie in my brain plays of how many times I've seen Taylor. And like, I think about that line in Love Story, "We were both young when I first saw you." Yeah, I was like 15 when I first saw Taylor. I'm not sure how old she was. Do the math. I don't know. But it's just crazy to me how we've all grown up with Taylor. I'm sorry this whole episode was about Taylor. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to episode 76 of K-Pop in Real Life podcast. New releases are coming to the NRE Apparel Shop. Please be on the lookout for the Crosscatter long sleeve shirt. And I am going to be restocking the In My Chiefs era white crew neck. So if you are between the size of small through 4X, I got you. Anyway, I hope you'll have a fabulous week. If it's not fabulous, change it. Also, the Triplets are not doing Cut the Camera podcast anymore. Tomorrow, I think, is the last episode, and then that's it, which kind of sucks. So, I mean, I guess posting 3 days a week is a lot, so I guess they're going back to 2 days a week, which is Wednesday and Friday. I mean, I'm okay with that. Anyway, I'm gonna quit yapping and get this podcast episode out to you all. I appreciate each and every one of you that listens to this podcast. And please make sure you rate it on Spotify and also rate it on Apple Podcasts. Share your favorite episode with your friends, family, whatever. I love you all, and I will talk to you all next week.